And now it's time for the Called to Cultivate podcast, the podcast that understands your call to educate, elevate, and enrich the lives of others. Please welcome your podcast host, Regina Coley.
Hey guys, it's Regina Coley, aka the Motivator, Educator, and Cultivator. And welcome to another episode of the Call to Cultivate podcast, where I help you cultivate your best business and your best life. Today, we're going to be talking about cultivating a love of learning. And this is very important to me, A, because I'm a teacher, but B, I just consider myself to be a lifelong learner. And I believe that the only way that you can become wise, the only way that you can really live your life to the maximum is by continuously learning, growing, developing yourself, your skills, your talents, your abilities, your gifting. All of these things require us to go back and to continue to learn. Many of you I know are overachievers. You're very ambitious like myself. So we are like-minded in that way. Whereas some of our peers are more so like, you know, they got out of school, learning is over once they left the classroom. I'm not looking forward to going back and reading any text or digesting any information or writing papers and regurgitating this information in any kind of way. School is over. So for some of us weirdos who love and have this passion for learning and teaching, I think that we are right in a comfortable space where we can discuss this openly today. So when we discuss what it really means to be a lifelong learner, it's one of those principles that's even biblical. It says in Proverbs 4:7, in all you're getting, get wisdom so that you can get understanding no matter the cost. And so when I was looking back at this, and I paraphrase because I don't have it in front of me, but when I went back and looked at this when I was reading my Bible, that no matter the cost kind of kept standing out to me. No matter the cost, what does that mean? Because we can get wisdom. I think we can pick up a book, we can read, we can attend a seminar, we can go to a conference. That's not a big deal, but what does it mean at all costs? Just the principle of that means that we're going to have to pay something to get this wisdom. What is it that we pay? So the sacrifices that we make are either in time or in money. So even if you get to attend something for free, you still have to show up. That's how you get the wisdom. It's just showing up and being there. And my bishop used to say, those who show up, go up. And it was something that he just kept saying every Sunday. I'm like, why is he on repeat? Because he wants this to be ingrained in your mind that those who show up, go up. And it was on the days where it'd be raining or it'd be snowing. And I'm like, I don't feel like really going to that thing today or that event today or where I'm supposed to be, that obligation today. But that principle of those who show up, go up means when you get to overcome those hurdles and those challenges that are keeping you from advancing yourself, you don't get to get that wisdom. The wisdom is an understanding that there are going to be days you don't feel like it. There are going to be moments where this is inconvenient. There are going to be times when it's extremely uncomfortable, but you still have to show up. And when you show up, you get opportunity. When you show up, you get wisdom. When you show up, you can receive wise counsel. When you show up, who knows what can happen? Because you don't know unless you show up. So when I saw that at all costs, one of the costs that I realized was time. You're gonna have to invest your time in order for you to cultivate this love of continuous learning. It's gonna require some of your time. But the second investment that's required is gonna be an investment of funds. And that doesn't have to be, I have to pay $2,000 to go and attend your high-level coaching program. No, not always. Sometimes it's a trade-off of resources. Sometimes it's bartering. Sometimes it's saying, you're gifted in this and I'm gifted in this, and so let's exchange this information. Let's utilize each other's resources so that we can both be effective. Let's learn how to do this thing together. So sometimes you're on a level with your peers, not even someone who is more wise than you, more seasoned than you. Sometimes you're working things out together and it's something that's extremely new for the both of you, but provided many, many lessons and many opportunities to learn. So sometimes it's not always that you are learning a strategy. You're getting wisdom through experience. You are building up your expertise. you are building up your credibility. All of these things require us to continuously be learning so that we can learn new ways of doing things. Sometimes we are often also bound, I've realized this recently, by the ways of our country. That's just the way that people do things here in America. But I have had to learn that there are other cultures. They have long lineages of how they've done things in their ancient traditions, or they have things that they're doing differently now. And so sometimes we have to expand our mind to know that the world doesn't revolve around your city or your state or your county or even your country. We have to think global minded. Sometimes it requires us to even expand our mind and believe a lot bigger than what it is that we're believing. Sometimes our visions seem so overwhelming, but in comparison to what other people may have planned or the plan that I believe God has for you, sometimes we have not even exceeded our own expectations because we have really shrinking thinking and we're thinking really small. So in order for us to get this global mindset and understand what it means to be worldly, do you know how to do what you do in another language? Like, where's the next level that you can go? There's always another level that you can step out on. And so when I see that and I realize that and I understand that, it's a principle that I'd like to teach and preach to other people, is that this is a never ending process. There's always a new way, another way, a better way. So never get comfortable, never get complacent. Even if you found success on the level that works for you, yes, continue with it. Please, if you found a strategy that works for you, if you have a system that works for you, continue to use that system. But do understand that when you are ready to go to your next level, that same system that got you there isn't going to get you to the next level. It's going to require something new. So we want to constantly be people that are often reading. My kids will always see me on my computer, and it's so funny. I was watching them the other day, and the babies have this like little Mickey Mouse play laptop, and my son was like, "Mommy, shh, I'm working, I'm tutoring, I'm teaching, leave me alone, I have to finish my project." And I'm like, "Really, dude?" But that's because he sees me doing that. And he's modeling really what he sees in me back onto him. And so even with that, it makes me realize that this is also a process in which I can develop in my personal life. Everything isn't always professional. How can I become a better mom? How can I become a better wife? How can I become a better steward over the things that God has given me? All of these things require me to continuously be reading. When you come into my home, I have bookshelf after bookshelf after bookshelf space. Every crevice is filled with books. Books are the culture of our home. Why? Because I want my kids to understand you don't have to be at school to be learning. Oh, no, no, no. You don't have to be at school to be learning. We are going to be continuous learners. So there's a Sunday afternoon, you say you're bored, pick up a book, learn how to draw a new picture, pick up a book, learn a new craft project, pick up a book, try a new DIY activity. There are so many things that are housed in books that will propel your life and just add new flavor and new activities and new excitement, new adventures to your life. So I don't ever understand when I hear people say, "I'm bored." Pick up a book. There's so many new ways to learn. And it's also beneficial to learn your learning style, because you may not want to pick up a book. You may want to pick up a new DVD collection, or watch some videos on YouTube, or watch some training courses on one of your mentors or professional companies' training sites, tutorials. There's so many new ways to learn. You may listen to an audio. You may do like you're doing now. Listening to podcasts is something that I really enjoy doing. And it keeps learning fresh when I can say, okay, today I want to read 15 pages of a book, watch 2 new videos, 15 minutes in a podcast, and just kind of dedicate myself to that schedule, mix it in throughout the day. Maybe I can, real talk, sit and read a book while I'm in the restroom, or I can bring my Bluetooth speaker and I can play the podcast episode out loud while I'm cooking. There's just so many ways to keep it rich and to keep it fresh and to just still stimulate this love and infuse it into everything that we do. So it doesn't have to become a task. infuse this love of learning into everything that you do while you guys are in the car. Maybe if you have a smart car or a really updated model, I know that you can connect your Bluetooth and you can play these podcasts in the car, or you guys have a TV for your kids. Pop in a learning DVD. Pop in something in another language. Let kids get exposure to language. How about you get exposure to a new language? You can pick up a few things as well. You never know whose path you'll cross. And sometimes I've even found when I was younger, I was learning Latin and Russian. Latin and Russian for a black girl are like, what are you talking about? Why do we need to know this language? But when I got older, I still remembered a little bit of that Russian. And when I was in an opportunity to be in a healthcare situation, you know, you guys know I'm a doula. So a little bit of the work that I'm doing requires me to talk to healthcare professionals. And this professional was from Russia. And I remember saying to her, she said something. I said, "Спасибо, хорошо." She looked at me, she said, "What? Why do you know that?" I'm like, "Because I learned Russian." But it opened up this world of conversation and this perception that I wouldn't know it because, you know, who knows this kind of stuff? Like, that's the typical conversation. But she was just so impressed. And we got to have this really great connection and this newfound opportunity. So you never know how something really small can turn into something really big for you. But it's that love of learning, it's that continuation that can provide that opportunity and that expansion for you, help to differentiate you from other people. And sometimes it's the difference that difference makes. It's a speech that I give every year because I think that we don't understand how special, how unique, and how wonderful it is to do something different. One of my mentors recently said, she said, "You cannot follow a path that hasn't already been created." Sometimes people will try to box you and put you in a lane that's comfortable for them and to put you in a box because it's easier for them to understand and define your work by their definition or their perception of it. However, when you believe bigger, when you follow the call and the assignment on your life, sometimes it's not box worthy. It's not something that you can place into a box because you are creating something new. And I know that people say there's nothing new under the sun, but sometimes there is a little something new, or there's a different way of doing it that's not the norm and that needs a refreshing, that needs more attention. Doula work is not new work. It just becomes new now. People are saying, "Oh, I'm a doula. You know, that's a midwife. I'm a doula. We're part of a birthing team. We help women." Women have been doing this for years, coming together in communities and villages, supporting one another through the birthing process and afterwards. We know we're never the same as moms. Everything changes. So having this interconnected community of people to provide emotional and physical and loving support, healing foods, affirmations, none of that is new. The terminology is just getting more exposure. So sometimes we have to realize that in our positions, what we are doing may not be anything new, but it may be getting new recognition. And so we have to come in with a perceived level of excellence and bring that into the work that we are doing so that other people can say, "Wow, I don't know what that was. I don't know what that experience was I just had with her, but it was something amazing." Let them start to put it into words. But you have to follow the path that you have been given. You have been chosen. And when I hear people say that, "Oh, you've been chosen for such a time as this," you have. It just rings true every day of my life. When I get in front of people and I'm trying to explain a little bit of this that I do, a little bit of that, it's kind of like, "So is it like this or is it like that?" When my mentor's words rang true to me, I said, "Wow, she gets it. Somebody gets it. As long as somebody gets it, I'm going to keep going." And I'm knowing that I'm walking in the confidence that this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And it's not easy. And there's not a lot of people I can talk to about it, but I'm going to continue to do the work. And I'm going to continue to show up because that's my assignment. I'm going to continue to learn. I'm going to continue to grow. If I want to continue to speak to other people, I have to learn how to be a better communicator. I have to learn how to do that more consistently. I have to learn, what are all the ways that I could communicate this message to a person? Yes, you have a message inside of you. Yes, you have a business inside of you. But now, what are the 50 million ways that you can get that message out? that requires continuous learning because things are continuously changing. The internet, really, when we look at it, has been in the last 20 years, has changed. We didn't have social media before, but we have tons of networks now. We have more networks that are continuing to grow and are continuing to be created and developed as creators are following through on their purposes as well. We're looking at now Google. I remember I was just talking to my husband. I said, do you remember Ask Jeeves? When we were in school, we would go to Ask Jeeves if we had a question. Ask Jeeves doesn't even exist anymore. Now we're going to Google. Now we're going to YouTube. So some ideas expire. Some ideas people can take and say, hey, I can do that 10 times better. Now we have Google. I mean, if you'd have told me before Google was something that I'll be saying every single day, it even sounds silly, I probably would not have believed you, but it exists because there were people who were consistent, followed through, continuously learned, software development. How can we make this better? How can we get it into more hands? How can we get more funding behind it? There was a continuous learning process and they made it happen. So I don't know if you're the next person to create the next Amazon or the next Google or the next school, or you're the next Oprah or the next Barack Obama or the next whatever. But I do know that we have been given this opportunity each and every day to learn something new, to be better, to do better, and to just take it a level further. So I want you to infuse this love of learning, continuous personal and professional development into everything that you do so that you can be the best you and the best version of you that there is right now in this season. Will you make that commitment to me today? If you find you need assistance and you're saying, I know what I want to do, but I want to put together a plan. I assist clients in creating personal and professional development plans. It's something that we do with our students because I am an educator. We put together these individual learning plans. But I've learned as a professional, it's extremely important to have an individual learning plan for yourself as well. You can't just say this is something I want to have happen or I want to do, but you don't have a plan as to how you're going to make it happen. That's crazy. So I help people put together these plans. These plans say, here are some suggested reading materials. Here are some suggested tutorials, teachers in your field that may be beneficial to you. Here are some professional magazine subscriptions. Here are some professional organizations you should get together and get out and network in. This is where you should show your face so that you can grow and go even further. If you find that that's something that you think would be beneficial to you, I would love to create one for you. For us to get started, all you need to do is visit reginacoley.com. On the right-hand side of my page, there is a gray tab that says send a voicemail message. All you need to do is click that tab, record a message to me, let me know who you are, let me know what you need assistance with, leave your name, telephone number, and email address, or whatever way you want me to reach back out to you is fine, and I'll reach back out to you. We'll connect and we will get your learning plan going because we want to be stewards of excellence in this world, right? I'm here for you. I'm here to support you. Here is to you cultivating your best business and your best life. I'll see you in the next podcast. Take care.